Chaps podcast.
We're reunited
and it feels so good. Hey.
Give it a 1, 2, 1, 2.
Right, we've got to put our phones on silent. We've just posted the giveaway, which you'll see on our page, and our phones are going a bit buck wild.
Joke's adding, baby.
But no, yesterday, it was the first weekend when all the bars and restaurants properly open again. So what did we do? Got on it. Day drinking. Let the day drinking commence.
It's a lovely day. A little bit of sunshine.
I honestly think I might be a little bit burnt.
Had our sunnies on.
Definitely got sunstroke.
Yeah.
Took ourselves to the bar and what did we get each? Sharing cocktail. Did we share it? Absolutely not.
No, one for ourselves. 3 shares each.
I just don't understand how people do day drinking. Like, we finished at, 5 o'clock? And we came home just absolutely battered.
Written off.
We all had to have a bit of a nap.
I just don't know how people pace themselves. I think we just got really excited.
The thing is, as well, in the morning, went to Lidl, got ourselves a couple of pastries for breakfast. Not a strong breakfast for a day of drinking. Not strong at all.
It's true.
Yeah.
Then we got to Northern Quarter, got in the queue for one of the bars. Was probably there for about 50 minutes to an hour.
But whilst we were in the queue, went and grabbed some.
Yeah, so nicked co-op, got a pink gin, so we already had a can and a bit of that.
Just to set the scene, we are starting off strong. We're in the queue, waiting to go in the bar, and we've got a couple of cans for the queue.
Yeah, so you know.
Do you know what I mean? If that ain't doing it right, I just don't know what is.
As you can tell, not very patient people. We wanted that cold nectar our necks as soon as possible.
And that's what we got.
Yeah. So sat down, we thought, we'll just have to get a share or go big or go home.
Mm.
So we did, got a share each. My food come first. By the end of that, then those two food probably had only just got there. And I was on my way. I was ready to go home.
Anne simply looks at us both and says, don't know about you two, but I'm feeling a bit waved.
This is like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Genuinely. And you know when I knew I was waved is when I went up to the toilet upstairs, sat on the toilet, and that sensation when you sit down and the room just starts to feel a bit light.
I've missed it, truthfully.
But I wasn't expecting it at 1:30 in the afternoon.
No.
Let's just say those sharers really did finish us off before we were even started, really.
We didn't even drink that much, but because we've not drunk in a long time, I think at that pace, like, we went through them quick.
Mm-hmm.
We had 2 hours there, and then we had a porn star as well, so we did have another drink because we had the time. Didn't want to waste the opportunities while it was there.
This is the thing, like, when we were queuing up, there were these geezers sitting there just ordering tequila shots because they knew that they had a certain amount of time, which I kind of think I don't blame people, but also to consume that amount of alcohol in that short amount of time can only go one way.
Twatted.
Absolutely twatted by two.
Absolutely twatted.
But yeah. It was lovely. And I feel like it was the right temperature to sit out here. Like, everyone in the evenings are just all in their bomber jacket.
It was just good vibes. The whole day was just good vibes. First weekend of freedom.
Yeah. I mean, I think I did give the game away a bit that I was on my way because I was packing up my plates and one of the cups fell on the floor and bounced on the pavement. Because, as you know, it's all on the streets. So, like, passers-by just looking at me while I'm sipping on my cocktail, chewing on my wing, having a bit of my poutine, as you do. So that was a bit awkward. I did flinch a bit because it just kept bouncing and bouncing. Like a tin can bouncing down the road.
But it's one of them where you're pissed and you just don't care. You just got to laugh it off.
And then...
just the way you tried to go and help them and then you probably looked at him and thought, sit down. Just sit down.
Yeah. And then the boys in blue had a walk past, give them a grin. You know, keep on the good side.
Yeah, act natural.
Act natural.
And he acts
there
anything
was nothing
but...
natural about that.
Well, you know what? What's wrong with giving a police officer a smile? They don't get many smiles. People hate them. Know what I mean?
No comment.
No comment.
A lot of people dislike the police.
No, if you're no not comment. No good, then you shouldn't.
Yes, I give them a smile, you know, might brighten their day.
No, my client has no comment on this one.
No comment.
Plead the fifth.
How long do you think you'd last if you were being interrogated?
2 minutes.
2 days.
Really? I feel like you'd try and give it some.
If I was being interrogated, I wouldn't say shit.
So how would you last 2 minutes?
No comment, no comment, no comment.
Yeah, I'll be like, no comment, no comment.
No, but I'm on about, like, if you're being interrogated and, like, how long would you think you'd last until you'd, like, end up just saying what you've done?
I wouldn't say shit. Mm. Snitches get stitches.
Snitches end up in ditches.
Exactly, so I wouldn't say shit.
I would be like, it was all me.
I've got nothing left. I did it, officer. I stole the last pork pie.
I don't think I'd be good in that situation. I would be so clammy.
Mate, you own up to something that wasn't...
They proper get under your skin as
I'd
well.
I'd be so red and blotchy all over. Like, 100% would.
You are now.
I know, I think
just
that's
the thought of it. No, it's just the thought of it, isn't it?
No, I went down to the toilet, I looked in the mirror and I thought, crikey, you've been in the sun a bit too long today, darling. A bit looking a bit rosy. A bit warm on the old cheeks.
You are.
I've not had a drop of booze today, so definitely ain't the alcohol talking.
Oh, it was just like, it was weird to be drunk at that time of the day and be surrounded by, like, actual people, not just on Zoom with your mates.
Yeah. You
know,
yeah.
I mean, that's what was so nice about
it. Was just nice to be outside.
Yeah.
Not drinking in your living room.
And just seeing other humans interacting, it's just, you never take it for granted.
Yeah. And then after we had our little table, we did go walk through the rest of it, but it was heaving, mate, honestly. Yeah, if there was a DJ, it would have been a proper festival.
Yeah, like, it looked that crowded. I actually thought this looks like a festival. It's not COVID safe whatsoever. But what, you know, open them, people are going to go,
aren't
they?
That's what I mean. Yeah. They can't turn around this on us again, like they have with everything else. Like, if you open it up, people are going
to
come.
Yeah. So then we went to Aldi, got a couple more cans, and headed down to the old New Islington Canal for a little sit down, little drink. And let's just say the beer goggles were well and truly on. So yeah, we sat down at the canal and we see a group of boys. And obviously, you know, I'm taken. I'm not making no moves. But my two gals next to me, single as Pringles.
Single ready to mingle.
Single ready to mingle. So I'm just, you know, having a scout, got my sunglasses on, so not looking too bait. Having just a scan around the field and I go, so over there, that one's a bit of you. And the more we look, we think, yeah, 100%. Bit of soap, 10 out of 10.
She's giving him the eye, he's giving the eye
we're
back.
We're all looking over, they're all looking back, because obviously, you know, it's a bit like Greece.
Some love is heavy and blessed.
So yeah, a bit like that, giving the eye. So then they walk to leave the area, and they come walking towards our direction, and we're like, fuck, look away, blah, blah, blah. All this, and they get close, and I think we've been well and truly catfish girls because they were not what I saw from over there.
Let's put it this way: I thought this boy had like on a really nice burgundy cord, like messy hair. I thought he was giving me indie vibes. Comes a bit closer, man's got on a flipping linen.
He looks like the Joker.
He's got on a linen like jacket, like smart jacket down to his knees.
Yeah,
it weren't a vibe, was it?
No.
Honestly, I don't know how we got it so wrong in our heads.
Anne was like, Sophie, I'm going to go over there in a minute and I'm going to introduce you. And I was like, Anne, shut up. You've had one cider.
I hadn't. Well, at that point, I had a couple of cans.
And the rest.
But,
yeah. But moral of the story, we were catfish.
Have you ever had beer goggles on a night out, though? Have you ever seen someone across the dance floor giving a dance?
I think everyone's had beer goggles, because even, like, one of them things, like, if you go to a nightclub and you kiss someone, the next day you're thinking, why on earth did I do that? They're minging. I think we've all kissed a few frogs in our time.
Who's your frog?
I can't say the name. Obvious reasons.
I've kissed a couple of frogs.
Yeah.
You kissed a couple of frogs?
In the moment, you think... they're not bad there, and the next morning you think, what was I thinking?
Yeah,
I feel as well, like,
you've got to laugh, haven't you, otherwise you'll cry.
Someone at that point in the night should have said, you know what, love, taxi's outside, I'll pay for the fare, off you go, because that was not worth it.
It's just not worth the next day thinking, oh god.
And especially if it's just like a little kiss in the club, it's just fucking awkward, because it's not even like you're trying to pull at me, it's just like, yeah, I'll fucking kiss you.
And the thing is like, even when we go out and we see people who are like tashing on, we're like, oh fucking hell, get a room, like,
oh, it's never fab to watch. No, especially when two people are steaming, you can see just tongues flailing about.
The thing is, you're never gonna find your husband in the club. That's just a fact.
Mm. Do you not think? The thing is, like, where do we find him there?
In bars, but in the club.
True. Yeah, true. Bars, maybe. Yeah. But in, like, Mantra, no. It's not happening.
Not a chance.
I've got a fucking story about nightclubs.
Go on, then.
And this nearly scarred me forever.
Go on.
So, our first night in Sydney, our tour guide was like, right, I'm going to take you to this cool... bar, and we're like, okay, sounds good, like, we're all still kind of getting to know each other, like, oh, this would be a good, like, icebreaker. So we go, and it's like, this bar's like below a hostel, it's all underground, there was live music. I was like, okay, this is a vibe. Pool tables, bar, drinks are flowing, food. I was like, come on,
take me there now.
So it gets to like 11 midnight, and some people start going home, and then like the usuals come in, and like a younger probably like young, like 18-year-olds just like got into clubs. This is quite explicit, but I'm not joking. There was a girl getting fingered against a wall whilst tossing off a boy.
Oh my gosh.
Full on.
How did I get kicked out?
No one got thing. People were videoing him. Like, it was bad. I had to just like look away. But full on, like, I was just like, what? Is this what people do in Australia? I'm like, what the fuck? That's bonkers, isn't it?
Just take it home, isn't it?
If this is a club in life, I don't want it.
Like, exactly. Literally, I looked, I was like, it wasn't even that much of a club, though. I would say it's more Virgin on a bar, but with, like...
Lights off.
Lights off, but, like, still, like, quite... It's not, like, pitch black. Like, you can see what's going on.
She can't even get into a dark corner.
Oh, no, it wasn't a dark... No, it was, like, next to the DJ.
Oh,
yeah, it was so bad. It was so bad.
My gosh. Fair play to him for,
I bet you...
giving it some.
But the DJ was like, right, up next, you've got...
Rihanna, S&M, here we go. Yeah, mate, it was bad. I was like, oh my god, I've literally, what have I done? But the rest of my experience was great, but that just took me fucking back. A little girl from Norfolk, I was like, oh my god.
I don't think I've ever had a club experience that grim.
No, it was bad.
It's been one of the things, you always hear about that one case where that's happened. Mm. But I used to always find, right, club shit, weird, yeah, but you're drunk, you've had a drink. People that do shit in cinemas.
Weird.
On the back row, it freaks me out a bit.
Yeah. Especially when there's families around.
That's weird. Just go home.
But I just think, why would you, like, obviously, if you're tossing a guy off in a cinema, where's he going to spunk? In the popcorn?
Oh,
like, where's it going?
On didn't ask for salty popcorn, but you got it now, innit?
Yeah. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you've got messy kecks.
You got a messy hand.
Oh, no. But
I just, yeah, I don't get that.
Where does it go? Where does it go?
Dirty.
And the thing is, like, cinemas aren't cheap. Like, if I'm going there, I want the full fucking viewing experience. And not that type of viewing experience.
Mm. Not in Amsterdam.
Hey?
Didn't pay a ticket for a sex show, love, did you?
Would you ever do that if you went to Amsterdam?
No. I don't think I could sit there and watch it. I'd just be like...
What, do they actually have sex?
Yeah. Like, you sit there in an audience and people then...
Have sex?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I just couldn't pay money. Why would you pay money?
You might as well just get Pornhub, innit?
Yeah. Just stick a bit of free porn on. Don't pay, like, £8 for a ticket to watch someone shag somewhere.
That's weird.
And apparently they get the crowd... Try and get the crowd involved. What? Not in terms of, like, the sex stuff.
Everybody
but,
clap.
So... Not for me.
Not for me.
I think we'll leave that one. It's like that club in London, The Box, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of shit goes down there.
That's meant to be really weird.
There's one club in Berlin where everyone's just fucking.
Oh, that big house
that
you can only get into.
Not the Bernheim, something like that.
What's it called? Berghain.
Berghain.
Something, I think it's something like that.
Yeah, something similar.
But it's like so hard to get into. Like, it's even, you can go on a website and you can like try and get in through the website. It looks at your camera.
Do
a
practice.
It's like really hard to get like...
Yeah, because you have to look correct.
Yeah.
You have to be that vibe.
Imagine us keeping up.
We would never get in.
I'd be like...
We would never get in.
We would be like, why didn't you come? I said...
We're far too basic. I wouldn't want to get in.
That'd be weird.
I think you'd be scared.
People spend like 24 hours there.
Yeah, f*** goes and like, she'll be there for 3 days straight.
I just feel like if I was to ever get in, I'd want to go home in half an hour.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be worth the effort to get in. I'd be like,
chicken
this is a bit much, this.
You queue for hours and you get to the front and the bouncer will just shake his head.
What does it take? Pair of Dr. Martens?
No, more than that.
That's effort. Why
the thing is, like, even,
somewhere?
Like, the time you got, like, let in, you've got to try and act like you're not excited because everybody will be like, back of the queue.
Yeah.
You've got to be like, yeah, that's right, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you deserve me to be like, I deserve to be here.
Yeah.
I'll be like, we'd like giving away.
Yeah, because you're not allowed your phones in there because it's all based on, like, what's the words? I can't even think of the words. Why's my brain gone back?
What happens in the house stays in the house.
Yeah, basically. And, like, you're not meant to go and tell people about your experiences either. Like, you're not meant to, like, talk about it.
No.
You're in. Once you're out, like, you're not really meant to say much because they don't
it's
want it to all be spoiled.
It's quite an interesting concept, though. Like, how is that allowed? There must, like...
Don't get me wrong. I'd love a documentary of someone going in and filming it all. And
do you pay to get in there?
I don't know, you know. I don't know.
We should try going.
No, I wouldn't want to.
So we would not get in.
It's what? Not a bit of us at all.
No.
The music's not a bit of us.
Yeah.
She was like, some girls are obviously tourists and just read about the club and wanted to go clubbing, come in like heels and dresses, and they just got laughed at.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hate to be them.
Yeah.
That'll be us.
Yeah, exactly.
You turn up in your fucking
trench.
Who let Sherlock in?
No, I'll tell him my puffer and they'll be like,
Yeah.
Put your North Face on. Yeah, she's a girl, Gary.
No makeup or anything.
But wasn't there that club in London which was like, it wouldn't let girls in above like a certain size?
Yeah, Libertines.
Yeah. Which I think's fucking...
You have to have the right look. Boys won't get in, but girls will get in. They will get their girls in to get the... So girls don't pay, but boys have to pay, but they get, like, the best-looking girls in for the boys to pay to get in.
And they won't... They're very particular. Like, they don't get people above a certain size clothes. And they have this, like... They want, like, blogger vibe girls that look very rich. But, like, if I was to walk there, they'd probably be like, no, she's too big, she can't come in.
Why would you want to go and support that, though? Do you want to, like,
I don't fuck with clubs like that, really, because I just think, what's the point? Everyone's just there to have a good time. Like, if you go in there just to be, like, potentially, like, oh, my God, I got in here, like, fuck off.
Yeah, no, that's weird, though. Why hasn't anyone, like, boycotted it?
I think it did get a lot of complaints online, and people did, like, go mad about it at the time. And I feel like, again, nightclubs are very... A lot of nightclubs are shutting down because people go to bars now, not clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like clubbing was, like, a very big phase, but it's not a big thing as much anymore.
I feel like you just can't... I've never had a night in a nightclub and I thought that was really fun. Whereas, like, nights in bars, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, I've had a few good nights in a nightclub, but I don't think I could hack it like I used to. Like, I used to be absolutely blind drunk. Blind drunk.
That's why it was a good night.
Yeah. But, no, but I had fun. The music was good, but, like... You have to be in that mindset to be like, oh my God, right, I'm going to go there, I'm going to get on a level.
You used to go, you went for a bit of a house phase, didn't you?
But that was a big, that was a lot of music at uni was house. I do like house, but I don't like just
90s,
like...
90s, baby. She came back, when she left uni, she was listening to like, what?
Boy walks up to you and says, what are you driving? I said, Bugatti. That's one.
Dead team.
No, but like at the time, that was like... A vibe, and I think it's like a nostalgic thing as well.
That's why I used to I used to love coming to your uni, but I'd hate it if we weren't in the R&B room.
My head is a jungle.
Yeah, that's the uni song.
Love that. That is like first year freshers. That's the song.
Don't like that.
No, for me it was anyway. My freshers. Every time I went into the club, I was like, that song come on. I was like, let's go.
Oh my gosh, my head's a jungle.
My head's
in the it end is a song. Tune. Still to this day, like hands down. Tune.
I think, yeah, it just probably brings back good memories.
I do like house music, but you know when it's just like music and no words, that's when I struggle.
You have to be on a really good level of drunk to be like...
Yeah, but still, like, I need a lyric. I need something to sing along to. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm just like, wrap it up now, come on.
Yeah, next one. I hate it, like, when you go into like an R&B kind of room and then they kind of put an R&B song and then mix house it into up. House. Oh, shut up. Don't touch it.
I mean, Rihanna, We Found Love was a R&B house thing, and that worked, but it's when DJs try to put their own spin on it.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's when Kevin tries to be Calvin. Just don't work.
And also, I remember in high school, you know high school discos?
Mm.
The DJ that was just coming to ours was like DJ Chris T. But on the posters, they never put the T like a big enough way from Chris. It's like it looked like it said DJ Christ. I was thinking, fair play.
DJ Christ, live and direct.
It was Chris T, but they just never put a big enough space between it.
God love him.
What, in high school?
Yeah. I mean, I never went, but I always used to see the pictures.
I never used to see
DJ
a poster.
Christ. Yeah, mate, yellow, black and white.
Oh my God, you've got a good memory of things like that.
Nah.
Never forget DJ Christ.
I never went to the discos at high school, I was dead too.
Went first year and then, no.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Loved a house party, though.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know how I used to drink, the amount I used to drink back in the day. Like, first year of uni, I used to go out, like, 4 out of 5 days a week, get equally as drunk each night, and no hangover.
What? Can't relate.
I used to just go to my lectures the next day, like, roll out of bed, get home, go again. And I never, until I had, like, a really bad night, I used to just be fine, I used to just keep going. Like, you'd obviously get the freshers flu and being, like, that run down and ill. But, like, it was rare that I was ever sick.
Can't relate.
But I always remember being, like, on it.
DJ Stumps.
And then, after that incident, I've never been able to drink the same since.
You haven't. and it upsets me.
Yeah.
But to be honest, yesterday you were giving it large.
You were.
Yeah, I was.
You could have carried on, couldn't you?
Probably could, but
I don't know. You killed the vibe as soon as you finished that share, and you says, "I love an early night, girls."
We were like,
"Because you said day drinking finishes you off," and I said, "Love an early night."
Yeah, you killed the vibe.
Should have really.
Because then all I could think about was an early night getting home, having a kip.
Yeah, but that's the
hammer.
Whole point of day drinking. You meant to drink in the day. You get home about 5-6, and then everyone just kips. Like, you don't carry on. Day drinking, evening drinking, evening drinking.
I feel like we need to book, like, a bottomless brunch.
Yes.
Book it then, love.
Let's book that book shit it. Up. Let's have a weekend. Something booked every weekend.
We're all 90s babies.
Yeah, just about.
96, 95,
98.
19. So, you know, 90. We're a mixed group, mixed bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, reminiscing on the good old days. Kids now will never understand
what we went through.
Not what we went through, but like, we obviously went through a very technological phase where like stuff progressed very quickly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there'll ever be a jump from a Nokia to an iPhone ever again.
No.
Like, that drastic.
1 minute you're playing Sims, next minute you're playing Nintendogs.
One minute you're playing Snake, next minute you've got about 50 apps on your phone.
Yeah, mad team.
Snake used to be the only game on like your little Nokia back in the day.
So simple those times though.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you think, if our society just kept on playing Snake, it would have been a bit different?
Well, you probably would have found someone else to do.
Yeah.
Because there's so much you can do on Snake.
True.
Beat high school, babe.
Yeah. And also, I used to love on Sky Interactive, Beehive Bedlam. Beehive Bedlam.
Was it only me that played Monkey Business on Discovery Channel? The game.
What would it look like?
It was a monkey and used to like swing and get bananas and stuff.
I think so. To be fair, I used to be proper on it when it comes to like the games on Sky.
But didn't you have to pay for them? So my dad would always be like, you're not.
No, Beehive Bedlam. You got to pay the first round free and then quick click off when it says like, start to play. We start with all of them. There was another one, like
so
a mummy
one. So
you
could only do the first level?
It used to scare the shit out of me.
You can only do the first level then?
Yeah.
Dead.
Still good. Still 10 out of 10. Honestly, it was a game and a half.
It's weird how it's like golden. Memories just come back.
Yeah, and like old school sweets. We were saying about the, is it Hubba Hubbas? Hubba, what are they called?
Hubba Hubba.
What are they called?
No, I'm thinking of Hubba Hotel. That's a 90s throwback.
Oh, God.
That's a 90s throwback.
Did anyone have a Hubba Hotel boyfriend? Because I did.
No.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, that was a 40-year-old man.
Well, when Neville was like that far, but I just...
What, did you just give you Hubba coins?
I don't really know. We just chatted.
You said you were in his pool parties.
I don't really know how it went. All I know is I had Hubba Hotel boyfriend and I never went on the game again, so...
Did you tell him you loved him?
Oh, no, not that far.
What did he say
to you?
He
definitely rinsed his coins and then fucked off.
I didn't really know how to play. I just knew it was a chat thing, so I used to go around, like, chatting shit to people. And the Club Penguin.
No, I never was Club Penguin.
Never was a
been booted off that a few times.
I bet you have, love. But yeah.
I think everyone has. I'm sorry. If you've not been on Club Penguin, not been booted off, you've not played it right. If you've not said shit in Club Penguin and been kicked off for inappropriate language, you haven't played it right.
But weren't Hubba a bit like that?
Hubba, you could, no, Hubba, you could
wasn't
type
there some dodgy
you...
stuff that happened on that Hubba Hotel?
Probably.
Like some, not child shit, but like...
Some people made money off it. Some people swindled people on that.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
No, I was not that savvy. I was not that savvy on Hubba. All I know is I had a boyfriend on there. The only boyfriend I'd fucking had.
What was his name?
Couldn't tell you that long. I just never had one.
Did he have a beanie on?
Yeah.
Bet he did.
Mm.
Now we know why you love Rossi so much.
Yeah, because he always wears a beanie, yeah. But I just didn't go on the game one day and then he probably thought...
Fuck yeah.
Probably
on to the next one. I mean, it wasn't one of them ones, like, you know where you, like, could go in people's private, like, the private rooms and chat? I never did that. But I just remember, like, he was like, do you remember my girlfriend? I said, yeah.
And yes. Then what? He just followed him.
1,000 coins.
So every time I go on, he'd just pop over and be like, you're right. I said, yeah, you. He said, yeah, you. And then just fuck off.
It wasn't anything like that.
I was new to the game, so I just thought, oh, this must be what you do.
Yeah.
I don't have a fucking clue.
Because we had to take it in turns being on the computer, didn't we?
Yeah.
You used to do like dress up games.
I remember. Oh, John's not going to be listening to this, thank God. I remember having Bebo, and JT didn't want me to have Bebo, but I had one. And I remember having to keep like, another tab open, so when he comes in, I'd be on that and be like, playing it.
What, BBC Bite Size?
Or like BBC CBBC games.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The scroll game on CBBC.
Did you used to play that one like with the little purple man and you jump over the discs? Nev, it was like
Nev, yeah.
That was
good.
And
we used to play the scroll one as well.
We used to play the one with Sid the Sloth and he'd hold the sandwiches.
Don't know that one.
No, that's Disney game. That's Stitch. Sandwich Stacker. And Zack and Cody game on Disney. Oh, I miss games like that.
You didn't live. Yeah.
Too busy playing Nev.
Yeah, that was a good one, to be fair.
Wheaton Youth Club.
Is it? They had computers there?
Yeah.
Love that for you. So yeah, I used to have like CBBC games up and then I used to have my Bebo page and I'd always be looking for like a new skin. But because I was quite late to the skins game, as in like the show, I remember seeing everyone's like skins background being like Freddy. Be like, I don't know who the fuck this geezer is. I was looking for Jonas Brothers ones and there was none.
I bet you was.
I literally had in my bio Joe Jonas F to a fit to fuck. How old is I?
Oh my god.
12?
Yeah. And I was having that in my bio. F to F.
You would have though, wouldn't you? You'd have liked him to be your Habbo boyfriend.
I would have loved him to be my Habbo boyfriend. I'm my real boyfriend. I'm not fast. And then you would have like your top 10 on Bebo, wouldn't you? That would change weekly.
And then it moved to MSN, which is where it all went down on MSN. When everyone used to get their webcams out and take pictures. Friends for life.
And you used to send them like little fucking gifts.
Yeah.
The stickers.
I never had MSN, so I missed out on all that drama.
You never had MSN? MSN was drama.
Like, exactly.
People would have like, their bios. I remember.
Put their friends in the bios.
I remember talking to a boy, not in a romantic way, we were just friends, and he got his fucking corn snake, and I thought,
Corn snake? What, his dick?
No, an actual snake.
Oh! Snake.
Since when has that been a metaphor for dick?
Corn
snake? No, he brought out this snake and was like, look at my snake, and I was just like, oh dear, just put me right.
Just going for dinner, just going for dinner.
Yeah, but that's the thing, I used to always be on, like, if you were ever on video chat with someone, because that's another thing that, like, I don't think mum and dad didn't want us to be on it, but we weren't allowed to be on it a lot. We had to be a bit baited. So every time I was on like a call, because our computer room used to be in our utility room, so it used to be
in the toilet downstairs.
Mm-hmm. It used to be there. So every time you'd hear the door go, because I'd shut the door, you have to be like, everything like that. Oh, it used to be so stressful the whole time. You'd be looking over your shoulder, like, just make sure no one's going to come through. Keep the volume down.
I remember
the brawls on Bebo though. People coming on people's pics.
Really?
Same war.
Well, you know, like, if someone... You'd always...
I own this. You know, when you used to own pictures.
Yeah. I own. People like, can I own? They're like, yeah. And then you change caption to, like, Britney owns.
Yeah. Did she never do that?
No, I think that was a bit out of her age range. Because you remember, so I was a few years behind, so, like...
Yeah. We used to, like and comment our personality looks...
We used to do that as well. 100%, but, like, people used to own stuff.
Oh.
But I remember, it always used to be a thing, like, say if you were with your friends and you'd go around someone's house, you'd always do, like, you do, like, a little webcam shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone would post all the pictures on Bebo.
Right.
And then, like, I think, like, someone didn't get invited and then it'd just be a comments war.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I remember seeing a few of them, I'm right. And you'd have to refresh the page, because, like, Facebook where the comments just keep going, like, you have to refresh and be like, oh, my God, they've commented back, and be like...
No, I never had that drama.
Well, you know me. It's a cracking group. No, yeah, a little bit drama. I mean, weren't nothing too bad, but it always used to be tea. If someone took you for the top 10, you'd be like, or if you weren't top pro, you'd be like, excuse me, who the fuck are you?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it crazy how, like, that shit matters when you're that young?
It does, though, especially in high school. You want to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bebo, apparently they're bringing Bebo back, but you can't access your own profiles, which, I mean, thank God, because God knows what's still on mine.
I'd love to see yours.
Who, Annie's?
Both of yours.
I don't know if I ever had Bebo, really. Only for a little while.
I used to literally change my skin every week. It was bad. And Pixo. Anyone have Pixo?
No, babe.
Pixo.
It was like a website where... I don't even know if you post anything on it, but you basically posted loads of, like, images. You know, like, the glitter images, like, glitter text.
You know what I liked? Tumblr.
Yeah.
I used to scroll for days on Tumblr.
So did I.
Once you'd followed, like, your few good pages.
That could be quite dark as well, Tumblr, though.
Yeah.
There was definitely a lot of things I saw and I shouldn't have seen at that age.
100%.
Oh, you know, I was going on there to see, like, you know,
it used to
trendy
be like,
quotes and, you know,
it sounds bad, but it was almost like a platform for people that self-harm, because the amount of stuff you'd see with people, like, showing their scars, like, for someone who didn't know anything about...
And, like, making it look aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. and like very skinny girls. Mm-hmm.
Like, do you remember when everyone used to get them 3D glasses and take the lenses out and everyone would just wear them about?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, mate. That's the only reason I went to watch 3D films, so I have them. You were quite big on Tumblr Brit at one point.
I know. That's where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
How many followers?
Don't know.
But you got a fair few. What was it called?
Reposts.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called on there? I don't know. I've not been on Tumblr years. It is still a thing.
Is it still an app? Because I feel like it got taken off the App Store. Because I used to have a couple of accounts. I'd have to go and see what I reposted.
We have a fair few accounts, didn't we?
I think I've still got one. I don't even know.
I feel like you two are always meant to do what you...
Yeah, I feel like we've always destined to be in the creative industry.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, look at me and my skins, getting many skins every week, always trying to keep on top of the trends.
Exactly.
I always remember Brit's fucking classic that went really viral. You printed off two pieces of paper.
Yep.
One with a W.
Yep.
One with an anchor. Held them next to each other.
Wanker. How inventive.
And your Barbie one.
Yeah.
She literally cut up like the face of a Barbie and held it there and then put a little Lightroom preset on it. They lapped that up.
Yeah.
They lapped it up, honestly. Well and truly.
Cool. That's what I mean.
It's mad though how many people that I still follow from Tumblr. Like, I remember following Gracie Francesca from Tumblr days.
It's crazy, isn't it, how people all start from different
and that's,
areas.
Yeah, like, I still follow people on Instagram now who I'd follow, like, when I was, like, 14 and, like, Justin Bieber on Twitter and I used to talk to, but I still follow him on Instagram now.
Yeah, it is mad. Even, like, when I go on my Twitter, like, a lot of people now have changed their, like, names and Twitter names. Because obviously, if you didn't know me, but we're quite big fans of The Wanted back in the day. Glad you came and all that shit. And so many people now obviously change their names because obviously they're not a band anymore. But I remember when all of the stuff come out about Tom Parker and his illness, blah, blah, blah. I saw everyone start tweeting around. I was thinking, oh my God, I completely forgot you were them accounts.
Yeah.
And people started to change their names back in support of that. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I thought I'd unfollowed all these people, but they just grew up and changed their names.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as anything happened Wanted related, it was all Wanted down my feed.
Yeah.
But I didn't even realise I followed them people anymore.
It's nice how, like, people build communities out of... I think, fucking hell, like, boys can like football.
The amount of people like, we still like know from that time and place. Like, when we bumped into in Centre Parks, we used to talk to her, like, we'd known her for years, but we'd literally probably met her, like, once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Not even that. Who knows?
I don't know, but it was mad.
Yeah.
You just don't.
And she was still quite on my pictures now.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's just little things that are so weird. You'd think you'd just kind of grow out of it.
It is a small world, isn't it? Never had brats?
No.
What? You never had brats, though?
Brit might have been that little bit older.
Brit might have been, Brit must have been that bitch.
I was.
What about my seatmate, Wesley?
Yeah.
Brats were expensive and I didn't like... I felt bad.
I thought Barbie was expensive. Barbie?
But I was just like, because I had loads of cousins, I was just like, they'd pass them down to me and I'd collect them.
Mum used to get ours from charity shops and shit.
Honestly, that used to be the fucking find of the century. If you went to a car boot with your mum and this person was selling old Bratz dolls and you just take the whole bag.
Yeah.
50p for the lot. Yeah, I'll take them.
All new outfits, trying different shoes, pulling off the legs, pulling off the feet.
Yeah, 100%.
I've always been a charity shop girl from day one. Like, when I was younger, my mum used to work for this woman. They had quite a bit of money. And her kids were, like, my age. So they'd just give me bin bags of their old clothes. I used to think it was Christmas.
I used to get Clara's clothes.
Yeah, every time we used to go to Clara and Lids or they come to us, it used to be like, right, these are old clothes. Yeah. Pick what you want.
Yeah.
But even, like, mum used to get a lot of my stuff from charity shops, but I used to just be like, yeah, well, I never used to really bat an eyelid. I don't have any money. I couldn't go to New Look unless I got money for my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Look was like the only place I shopped.
To get something from like Topshop or that was like, oh my God, that's like.
But that's how you get your own sense of style and identity,
yeah.
I think. Like, not being able to just buy pieces because they're on trend, just being like able to put something good together yourself.
Definitely.
That's where it all starts, babe. Unique chic.
Yeah, honestly, me and Brit have been business women since day one. We started an ASOS Marketplace account called Unique Chic.
When we was in sixth form, so what, 16?
Was it sixth form or was it GCSE?
Would have been end of GCSE.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. And basically, we wanted to go on a holiday, only in the UK Devon thing, but, it's all in money. And we literally went round all of the charity shops in Norfolk and just bought so much stuff that we knew, like, was in at the minute. People would buy little vintage pieces that we knew people would buy. Made an ASOS Marketplace account. This is when it was free to make an ASOS Marketplace account. Mm-hmm. Now you've got to pay to have a platform on there.
Really?
Yeah, you've got to be, like, a proper, like, business and pay, like, monthly. When we did it, it was, like... you could pay to kind of be a promoted one, but we used to make so much money.
Mm-hmm.
I remember buying a 50p Hard Rock Cafe Levi denim jacket, and we sold it for 45 quid.
Yeah. I remember I used to get these bags, and they'd be like £2, and I'd sell them for £30 each time, and each time they would sell.
Mm.
You just got to have the eye. People are
and
dumb.
Know what people like. Yeah. And it's how we used to literally get soapy tomorrow a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or we'd go to yours for the day and have like a shoot day and be like, right, we'll do this today.
Mm-hmm.
Mum's all got all the catalogues still, all your pictures.
I know. I'd like to know how much we made.
Or got get the denim shorts and like go to the fabric shop and get off cut fabrics and like sew them into the pockets.
Yeah, you used to get like little bits of lace and shirts, and I used to get studs, the pockets. Yeah. I still got them shorts at home.
Mate, we've been in it since day one. We're wasted.
Why did we stop? Basically, we just need a really good business idea and then we can go again.
Yeah.
I think that's the way forward. And he's been my own boss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss in a sound language. I'm just a bitch, I ain't a boss.
And then we evolved with the times with Depop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was unemployed, I did. I made a fucking wad on there.
Yeah, and same with me on Vinted.
Yeah, I was unemployed for like 6 months. And honestly, I mean, me and you used to have a fair few arguments, Soph, because you were a bit stroppy as a model.
Yeah, but she didn't get paid for it.
Yeah.
I think I'll give you
a penny.
£1.
Yeah, but I was unemployed, you were employed. It's the least you could have done to help a girl.
It's not my fault you ain't got a job.
Times were hard. Still are.
God. Yeah, well.
But just think, I built up your model portfolio. So if you ever decide to go into it, you've got them to show for yourselves. You enjoyed it.
I really didn't.
You did. Sometimes you did. When it was a bit cold, maybe not, but most of the times you did.
When you had to hang the backdrop on the washing line, like, yeah. Getting blown about. Love that.
Yeah. Made for a great shot.
Mm. Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Well.
We should do that again.
All right.
The thing is, people are on it now. Yes, on it, 30%
cut.
Like, when we used to do it, like, people used to do it a bit. But then I think one thing, I remember with Depop, I went to like Bannum Car Boot with Mum once, and this girl was walking with a big laundry bag and going up to all the stores and grabbing all the vintage stuff and just shoving it in. So like, she was obviously doing the same thing, and I was thinking, oh, I had to keep ahead of her the whole time because she was going to fucking snatch what I did, what I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But she literally had, and by the end of it, she was dragging it across the floor. Like, she got that much stuff. And you could tell, like, she wasn't buying it to keep, but she knew, like, yeah, that would go.
Mm-hmm.
Why not, if you've got the idea then.
And this is why when I go to like Urban Outfitters and go to their reclaimed vintage bit and they're selling like a t-shirt, a distressed t-shirt for 40 quid, I think I can't do it because I used to swindle people the same way.
Yeah.
I used to pull people's pants down exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
I know your game. Even the vintage shops in town, I'm like, unless it's not I really love, I can't pay it.
No.
Because I know what you've done.
Yeah. And actually, we did it first.
Yeah.
Unique Chic or Urban Outfitters.
Always been ahead of the times, me and Brit.
Yeah, we have, but we're just still not big times. What's going on?
Because we just stopped.
Yeah, fucked it. We could have been Annie and the mannequin.
We could have had our own store.
Mm-hmm.
Still time.
Think what could have been.
There's still time.
Well, we all know I've got a business idea. I just need funding.
So if any big
companies... if anyone wants to sponsor my business...
You want some business?
I'll give you a little readout. I've not quite got a business plan yet, but I have an idea and it's a good idea.
You want some business?
And, you know, get rich or die trying.
Look, you're only, like, 25. It's like that post that said, like, Jay-Z turned down so many record labels. And I think he only got famous when he was, like, 32. Oprah only got...
Yeah, but that's why he looks like that. He's had stress. Know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, don't set your time. Like,
I'm not setting a timer.
You two have still got time to do shit that you want to do.
I remember.
That's a fucking childhood memory. Bouncy castles. Once someone had a bouncy castle.
I remember.
Hold my beer while I do a flip.
I remember you went to a birthday party at the village one. They had one of them big bouncy castle obstacle courses.
Loved it.
And I was like, Mum, can we go pick up something like half an hour early? Because I wanted to fucking get on it. I remember when we had a bouncy castle. And you had this girl round, was one of the people for your birthday. And basically, the bouncy castle mom was like, make sure no one climbs up the sides. I was like, fair play, no one will. She kept fucking climbing, like, I kept telling her to come down. She kept looking me dead in the eye and jumping off and doing it again. I said, I'm going to fucking pull you around.
Who was that?
I'm going to pull you around by your plaits in a minute, love. But then as soon as everyone went, we did climb on the sides. But when you've got five kids, climbing on the sides don't work. Do you know what I mean? The audacity. Our house, our rules.
Alright guys, so as we do every week, we're just going to give you a little quote which is related to the subject matter we've been talking about. Just give you a bit of inspiration. So, starting off, my first quote, I've got a 90s R&B type of heart, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
I've got that Fat Joe and Ashanti kind of vibe.
Ooh, yeah.
I've got that, what's love got to do, got to do with it?
That's not the Fat Joe and Ashanti.
What's love? Yes. Oh shit, yeah. What's love got to do?
Cool, what are you giving it? Shirley Bassey?
If the love doesn't feel like 90s R&B, I don't want it. Period.
Okay, my quote is, you can't do everything for everyone.
That's true.
You're not an octopus, love. You ain't got 8 arms. Sometimes you've got to let people get on with their own shite.
Yeah, but if I want you to edit one of my pictures, you're going to do it, ain't you?
If I'm free, yeah.
That's not the vibe.
Yeah. I will, but I can't promise you within 5 minutes turnaround.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. 10 then.
20 max. 20 max. It depends. If you send it over and you say, Annie, this is priority, this is urgent, then I will try and get a suit with you as soon as possible.
Yeah.
My quote of the week is, if it doesn't give you peace of mind, it's time to peace out.
Exactly. Mm.
Yeah, don't hold on to things that make you feel heavy. Just, if it's not healthy, just let it go.
Alright guys, so that was it for this week's episode. It has actually been so nice to be able to record this with us all in the room, because, you know, Zoom don't be given the best audio quality.
Exactly.
Like, as much as it's practical, it's not the one. Like, we can't be overlapping, we talk over each other, like,
it's not the one for aspiring podcasters like ourselves.
Yeah. Well, by the way, if anyone's got a studio, let's record in. Sweet. That'd be fun. Get that professional set up. Mm-hmm. If anyone wants to edit, take it off my hands. More than welcome. But it has to be someone we don't know, because the amount of names we drop that need cutting out on this fucker.
Fucker?
No joke. Oh, dear. Right, so, see you next week for another podcast. Another episode.
Another good song.
Another banter-sode.
Another banter-sode.
Love it, love it. Can't get
love a bit of banter chat, love a bit of chat shit, get banged, chat shit, get bantered.
And if you haven't already, enter our freaking giveaway. Win that Hot Girl Summer glow up.
Yeah, Andrew Murray Burt.
No, I can't give it another shout out.
No. We're gassing him up. Yeah, yeah.
Get out in the sun, get to the pub, social distance.
Yeah, have a drink.
You know the drill, we deserve it. Get the shots in, get your tits out.
Smile at the policeman.
Get your tits out.
Sun's out, tits out, beer's out.
Sun's out, tears
out.
No tears. No tears here. No tears and no tears.
Yeah, baby. See you next week, guys.
See you later.
See you, bye.